It's episode 352 of The Backwash.
We try to find out what fun things Boyer's doing for his birthday, and he forgets to include his mom. And then we also get into some dog stories. Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong?
It's The Backwash.
The transmit mission has terminated. Now. It's time for an exclusive after-show podcast. The DSC presents The Backwash Podcast.
Chris Boyer, happy birthday!
Well, thank you.
Any fun plans?
I'm going to go drop a dog bed at a dog rescue in Ramona.
Any fun plans? That's lovely. Very kind of you, but fun for you?
I like seeing dogs.
Okay. All right.
One of the ladies with whom I volunteered in 2013, I guess it was, started her own rescue. She takes dogs out of high kill shelters that are old and dumped there by people who are assholes. And they're, you know, old and sometimes sick, and they've got their last couple of months, maybe, to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sees to it that they have a very good and happy last whatever time they have here on Earth.
Well, isn't that lovely?
Yeah. So I was gifted a dog bed by a friend of ours, and I'm taking it up there to the Frosted Faces Foundation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you heard from your mama?
Yes.
She wished you a happy birthday?
She did.
That was lovely of her.
It was.
And are you going to do anything with her this weekend for Mother's Day?
Don't know yet. I'm going to see her today for lunch, so we'll probably make some plans. And I know Mother's Day, if you go out somewhere, it's always crowded and awful. So we usually plan an alternate Monday, Tuesday, whatever.
Boyer, I asked if you have any fun plans. You're like returning dog bed.
No.
Totally bypassing the having lunch with your mom. That says a lot there, sir.
No, she's very sweet. She's going to make some flapjacks and sausage on the griddle and
Oh, fun.
It's going to be delicious.
Is your guys' relationship progressing, or are you still just kind of
it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay. I would say it's a pretty good setup.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Fun. How about you? Anything good?
No.
No?
Status quo. It was Teacher Appreciation Week, which was a lot of work. So as one of the room parents, there's three of us, and I think I'm probably the most organized of the three of them. Mm-hmm. And so I just really kind of took it upon myself to like plan out. One of the moms had said, here's some, you know, a variety of ideas. And I looked at the calendar. Let's pick which day we're going to do which thing. What makes sense? Okay, we're getting them food 2 days. Let's separate those Tuesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. Let's make Friday the fun day, you know, things like that. A little attention to detail stuff. And then I went and bought everything on behalf of the class. There were, like, we did an Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
We're going to buy Lotto scratches for tomorrow, a king-size Snickers bar to start the snack pile for today. And I'm in charge of the class funds. So I just went out and bought it rather than having the other moms do it and having to Venmo them.
Yeah.
So I went and I did a ton of errands ahead of time. And then each day Colt was doing a thing. So I bought a Lotto scratcher for him to bring in on Friday to add to the pile. And a jar of candy for today. And yesterday we bought him a book and I had Colt make a bookmark. And so we've been doing arts and crafts. And then Colt has a support team. There's the STEAM teachers at his school. Plus he has occupational therapy and speech therapy at school. So it's Teacher Appreciation Week, so I want to give them a little thing. So I had him make little cards for each of them. So I've been sitting down with them at night, busting out a couple of those. So I've put in some work on this.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to do it because he's got such great support and such awesome teachers. Mm-hmm. Good with showing them our appreciation. Monday rolls around, and there's a little part of the mom in me that's sad that I'm not there at drop-off to see Colt give his teacher these gifts, because I know Colt loves giving gifts. He's into it, you know, and, like, just seeing that interaction, I'm bummed about it. So on Monday, I asked Eric, can you take a little video of Colt giving his teacher the flowers? And if that's too difficult, can you just snap a photo? And his response to me was, it's going to be a lot of work.
God.
Really? You're there anyway. That's going to be a lot of work. Not the 10 million errands I've run and the hour set of the table doing the arts and crafts for this.
Oh.
Snapping a photo from where you're already standing. That's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, I can empathize.
Oh, with who?
With your husband.
Of course. Absolutely. How so? Justify it.
Whenever I drop a dog off for an adoption, and the family has selected one of my fosters, and all the paperwork's final, everything's signed, and all the stuff, they always say, can you take a photo of the new family with the dog for our webpage? And most of the times I forget. And then when I do finally get around to it, it just seems like it's the biggest pain in the ass of all of the challenges. Getting the dog, fostering the dog, training the dog, having the dog at the vet, getting it spayed, neutered, whatever. All of these things are all pretty darn easy. But when I got to get everybody seated for a photo, it's just like pulling teeth.
I didn't ask him to pose for a photo. I asked him to snap an action shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Did he do it?
He did.
Did he have to recreate it?
I got a photo. But he said, I was in the perfect spot, and then I thought I saw a better spot, so I moved right when the teacher came out, so I missed like the initial reaction where they looked really happy. Oh, so you got just after.
Ugh.
Thank you for your efforts.
Oh, my God. We keep talking about all this dog stuff, and I'm just like sitting here like fuming because of something that happened at the baby shower, and I just need to...
Get it off your chest?
And no.
And this is your sister's baby shower.
Yeah, my sister's baby shower. We had a lot of family come.
Past weekend, right?
Yeah. Okay. And Chafin and I moved in with my parents. Uh-huh. They had a dog, Chewy, also known as Joey. Chewy. He's a rescue. He's a pit bull, like beagle mix, something like that. He's just a pit bull mix.
Huh.
We have Howie. Who else? We brought him with us when we moved. He's a rescue, pit bull, bulldog mix. Howie is a tank. Like, he is just, he's shorter than, like, an average, you know, pit bull, because he's a bulldog. But he's just beefy, he's a big head, and he is a hard lover. And so, for a lot of people, we understand that when he comes at you, you're a little nervous. But all Howie needs is, when we have, like, parties like this, we tell everyone, all the time, just say hi. If you ignore him, he's never going to leave you alone.
Huh.
If you just pet him once, hey, Howie, how you doing? Off to the next person. I don't need to see you again. He just, that's all he requires. And most people are fine with it. We do have my, like, mom's brother, one of our
That's your cousin, uncle,
right? Yeah. One of our little cousins is scared of dogs. So we normally just, we have... a two-story backyard, if that makes sense. We usually keep the dogs down back. That's what we call it. And they're big grass. It's like half a football field when, you know, our little cousin's around. Because we know he's scared of dogs. But most people are fine with Howie and Chewy. And but for my sister's baby shower, we had food out and stuff like that. And we know Howie is, you know, hyper. And so we kept him inside for a little bit. But the sounds that come out of him... he was so upset, and he was like scratching at our bedroom door, and I was like, you know what, like, everyone here knows we have dogs, and if you don't want to be like, sorry, you know what I mean, like, at some point it's like, sorry, we have dogs, we put them down back, they don't attack anybody. Howie is never vicious. Howie's never bit anyone or any. He's been attacked by dogs and not bit. Like, he's not that kind of dog. He is just big and kind of a bowling ball hard lover. And
a floor pisser.
Yes. So we finally let him out, but we let him down back. So people who are, if you don't want to be around the dog, you could easily be on our top, like, deck area where the food was. The dogs were going to be down back playing. And we had a family member who's been around Howie a few times and knows all of this, that he's a hard lover. You just got to say hi to him. She's never had an issue with him. But... Howie was pretty hyper from being, like, locked up. So when he got down back, he is just, like, ping-ponging off people saying hi. And he comes up to her, and she kicks him.
What?
Whoa.
Multiple times.
Whoa.
Oh.
To, like, hit him off. And my aunt was like, hey, like, stop kicking the dog. And she's like, I'm going to kick a fucking dog if it's going to attack me. And we're just like, okay. So we, like, keep Howie away from her. And we just kind of like go on with the baby shower. But I was just like, what? You don't, what? And so we called. This was like a kind of a younger, I mean, she's in her 20s, but we kind of like brought it up to the family. Like, hey, we do not appreciate you kicking Howie. And her part of the family is like defending it. Well, she was protecting herself from being mauled. She was scared. And I was like, Howie has never mauled anybody. And do you think we're that bad of fucking dog parents that we would let a dog out who might possibly maul somebody? But like, you just, I could never in my life imagine kicking somebody's dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I get like he jumped up to say hi, and Chafin immediately like corrected him, hey, Howie, off. But because she kept turning her body and kicking at him, it was like a game to him. And so now she knows, and Chafin kept saying, just say hi. Or option B, go away. We didn't force people to be around the dogs. If you don't want to be around the dogs, you can just go up top and go to the deck. Mm-hmm. Or you could simply say, hey, I'm uncomfortable with your dog. But you know, she kicked him like 3 times. Mm-hmm. And part of the family's like justifying it. Like, you know, yeah, you don't kick dogs, but. And it's been said, like, people are saying, we take her side. It's like, no, that's wrong, right? You don't kick somebody's dog. No. He wasn't coming at her with a mouth open. He wasn't snarling. He wasn't growling. Nothing. He was just enthusiastically saying hi. He's very spastic, like Dave's dog, Joey, you know? Like, uh-huh. But it makes me upset because I get he's a bigger dog. And of course, people see Pitbull and they want to just assume that he's like out there eating children for breakfast. Like, but he's not. He's a lover. He's just bigger and he's a dope. And he just doesn't realize how big he is. And when he wants to climb in your lap to say hi.
So I put my knee out so that when a dog jumps into you, it hits the knee in its chest and it feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because the hands are always for praise. So you put the knee out and that's. But I think it's probably okay just to put your foot out, but I don't think you need to swing and take a kickball kick at the poor boy.
Three times.
Yeah, I think that's
inappropriate.
Yeah. And I think I would probably not have this person back. I'd put them on what we call in my house the shit list.
Yeah.
And they're not invited back.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Are we all on the shit list at your house?
No. Okay. Just yeah. Don't kick my dog.
I wouldn't.
Of course not.
No, but I didn't think we were invited to your house.
Oh. And what?
Not it's, for dog reasons.
And right. It's so funny because, like, what makes me upset is this, you know, part of the family, they have small dogs and they've always had small dogs. And for me, who's rescued multiple big dogs, lots of pit bulls, Akitas, like, I'm more scared of a small dog. And, like, Robbie plays with our dogs. And when he goes over to this family's house and they have, like, I don't even know, some, like, small little dog, I'm more scared of Robbie getting bit by the small dog than I am of Robbie getting bit by our two pit bull rescues. And their small dog acts almost exactly like Howie. When we come over, he's hyper. He barks the whole time. He jumps on you the whole time. He's just in a smaller package. Mm-hmm. But behaves the same way. So it's just like, you know, dogs are like this.
Right. And you wouldn't want us kicking your dog.
Well, I got rabies from a 15-pound Sheltie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This thing was running across Massachusetts in Lemon Grove, and it's 45 miles an hour, 2 lanes in both directions. And people don't do 45, I promise you. And it was coming up on twilight, you know, closing time, and it's going to get really busy. And this thing is across the goddamn street. I'm like, I got to get it. So I chased it for about an hour, hour and a half, and I finally, it took a pee, and I bent down to pick it up, and it bit me and put a hole in my hand and shook its head. That was the nice little, okay, we're going to escalate this now to 11.
Oh,
the bite, okay, and then the shake.
Yeah.
But yeah, little dogs can be terrible, and especially because if a little dog misbehaves, the owners think, oh, it's cute. It's being fun.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's reprehensible behavior.
Yeah. Little dogs get away with, like, murder.
Yep, they sure
and
do.
And the bigger dogs always get. But I've always felt like they have had this. They have their thoughts about pit bulls, like a lot of people do, which, you know, upsets me because it's just like you just judge the dog before you know him. And so Howie got kicked just because of how Howie looks. And that's just...
It's wrong.
It's wrong. You just don't kick somebody's dog. There were so many different things she could have done in that situation. And she's been around Howie before. And I get that he's a lot, and but we made... put out plenty of options for people if you didn't want to be around the dogs. And you could have, we would have easily put Howie back up if multiple, you know, we don't want Howie around, but everyone else was fine with it. Everyone else got the deal. You know, by the time we let Howie out, I felt like, an, you know, the crowd that was around were people who could handle him. And so that's why I let him out. And yeah. And so, yeah, I've already told, yeah, they're not coming over because I'm not punishing Howie because of how they behave. And hopefully their dog doesn't bark around me again. I'm uncomfortable. Can you please remove your dog? It makes me uncomfy. James was like, don't be petty. And I was like, I'm at petty. Kicked my dog like three. And was asked not to kick the dog and just like double down.
I'm like, that's not right.
You just, and so I'm real, it just makes me so mad. And I was just like, all right. And when people started justifying it, I was like, no, you don't, what? Am I crazy? No, you don't kick dogs.
No, now if a kid comes over to you and does that, then it's okay to give it the
Boyer.
Boot.
No,
then it's okay.
Boyer.
Just give it a little bit of shoe leather
Boyer.
And send it off.
No,
get out of here.
No.
Put it on a leash.
No, stop it. The kid's more likely to bite you than Howie right now.
Yeah, Robbie's biting right now. Yeah. I'm more scared of Robbie biting me than I am Howie.
Damn right.
I have a friend that had this incident at a dog beach the other day, and I'm curious how you guys, which side you fall on. She was sitting there. I don't remember if she was nursing or just holding her baby, but he's about 6 months old. And then their dog was laying in front of him. And her husband and daughter, who's maybe six, were down playing in the water. OB Dog Beach. This other dog comes up and starts pissing on her back. Lifts the leg and is just peeing on her back.
On the mom?
Yeah, on the mom.
Okay.
And she's like, get off, get off, get off. So finally she pushes the dog off of her because he's not reacting to her verbal cues. And she's getting soaked. She's like, warm liquid all down my back. I'm holding my baby right here. Like if he switches his aim, it could hit my kid. And the woman comes over, the owner of the pissing dog, and is like, how dare you put your hand on my dog? And she was like, how dare your dog pee on me? And she's like, well, if you can't handle that, you shouldn't be at Dog Beach. And then some guy who doesn't know either of the ladies involved starts taking the peeing dog side and is like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be here if you're not okay with dogs. She's like, I'm okay with dogs. My dog is right here. I'm not okay with dogs peeing on me. Get your dog under control, lady. And she's like, my dog is under control. She's like, as the dog is running circles around her and she can't get the leash on it. My dog is under control.
Oh my God.
And her husband walks up and is like, just, it's this whole scene. And she said she felt ganged up on and attacked because she pushed this dog that was peeing on her off of her. And she had two against one telling her she was in the wrong and she needed to leave the beach.
Well, I was sitting in my driveway,
wait,
and I had a similar situation.
How would you fall on her?
A neighbor's dog came up and pissed on my back. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And my neighbor's there. I said, I stood up, and I unzipped. I said, Jim, you hold him. It's my turn now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Your poor neighbor.
Oh, God.
The dog was in the wrong. The mom with the suckling baby had every right not to be pissed on. And to push the thing away, that's a reprehensible behavior. It's not right. It's not right.
I agree. I think her motion to push the dog that's peeing on her. Yeah, and you do have to protect your baby at that point, too.
And yourself.
And the dog's not listening. Hey, get off, get off, get off. What else are you supposed to just take it?
Right.
Okay, I'll just get peed on. It's fine. No, that's a normal reaction. I think she would have. If a toddler came up to her and started peeing on her and she said, hey, stop. I think she would have given the toddler a little shove to stop a toddler from anyone from peeing on her. Like, this isn't like she's literally at Dog Beach with her dog. She doesn't hate dogs. She doesn't like being peed on by dogs.
But they made her feel like she was in the wrong for not being okay with it.
No, I wouldn't bring a kid to a dog park. I wouldn't bring a kid to dog beach, especially not a young one, because she could be nursing and the dog jumps up on her or something. It's just, it's a bad combination. I wouldn't bring a kid to those areas, but she did the right thing by pushing the peeing away.
I think you have.
Unless she's really into that kind of thing.
She was not.
In which case, can I have her number?
She was not. Yeah. No. Oh, no.
Yeah, I think you go to a dog park with a level of expectations that the dogs off leash are trained to be off leash, and you're not. But you do have to expect a little bit of the unexpected, because they're literally animals. They can't.
Right.
But yeah, to prevent yourself from being peed on and given a little shove, I think that is fine. And she was not in the wrong. Those other people were in the wrong. Anything else to add, birthday boy?
I sent you a picture, Anna.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
You asked. Anything else?
Oh, my God. It's dogs humping each other. Why?
That was Pitbull Trixie, who was one of my fosters. Really a cute. Big pit bull. And Brandy, on their very first meeting, Brandy just climbed on the back and wrapped her front paws around. And
she's grippy. Brandy is like...
Brandy's got a hell of a good grip and a fast rhythm, and she does not put up with shit from anybody. And that pit bull was the best dog I'd had that year. She was magnificent.
She's kind of just looking at Boyer taking a picture like, can you stop taking the picture, perv?
Right.
She looks at me like, well, it beat the needle.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the DSC Backwash Podcast. Uncut and uncensored. Exclusively online on 101.5kgb.com.